Hey, Nick. Thanks for allowing me to be here with you today. I was thinking about what I would say after being invited to chapel. And, you know, many years ago, I was just like you. I was working on the race team, sitting where you're sitting, working on race cars. And much like Nick, I was called away from working on race cars to working on people and helping people pursue and follow God with their lives. And as I was thinking about what I would say to you all today, I started thinking about what it means to leave a legacy. As you most know, today is Hendrick Motorsports' 40th anniversary. And there's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of fanfare. And I get it, in the spirit of competition. Many of you just want to beat HMS. But basically what we're celebrating today is legacy. And I was thinking about leaving a legacy. What does that look like for us as people? I want to read a verse to you. Asaph, he's a worship leader assigned by King David. He's speaking about words from fathers that were before them. He's saying letters from old of the Lord. He's speaking a parable. And in Psalm 78:4, he says this, "We will not hide them," meaning the parables, "from their children, but tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done." We see this here, Asaph speaking about a legacy, really about the words of God that have been passed on down to a new generation. And so as I was thinking about leaving a legacy, I wanted to first define it. What is legacy? Well, it's a long-lasting impact of someone. It's about particular events or actions that took place in the past or in a person's life. It's something passed on. So it's basically leaving a positive impact from your life to other people. And we can do this in many ways. We can lead a worldly legacy, which can be achievements. Many of you here today, you're racers, and of course you want to win races. You want to win trophies. That's why we're here. That's what competition is about. But not only achievements, it could be one's ethics or core values. It can be someone's reputation or character in the life that they led or success that they had. And so we all have the opportunity to lead a worldly legacy. And we see that. If you go down to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, you see a lot of legacy, a lot of people that have had a positive and powerful impact, especially on those of us in racing. And then there's this spiritual legacy. And so what is that? If you're a follower of Christ, you're going to lead a spiritual legacy. That's the passing on of our faith in Christ. In other words, it's the passing on of an atmosphere of how we let our faith thrive. It's a pursuit to honor God with our lives. So it has to do with God. And so we all have an opportunity as followers of Christ to lead a spiritual legacy. There's many people in this garage area that are leaving a spiritual legacy. It makes me think of a man by the name of Max Helton, who founded Motor Racing Outreach 35 years ago, who decided he just wanted to come to the racetrack and share the gospel. He left a spiritual legacy. But we see words from the scripture to help us understand this a little better. There's a song of praise from David, King David, in Psalm 145. Listen to these words. "One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works." See, this was a lasting impact passed on by God. But we all have an opportunity to do that ourselves, to pass on, to leave a legacy of what God has done in our lives. And then David goes on in Psalm 112 and talks about a prosperous life to those whom fear the Lord. But it's just not a prosperous life like a prosperity gospel. No, it's about a thriving life, a life that is doing well for those that fear the Lord. Listen to what he says in Psalm 112, 1 and 2. "Praise the Lord, Hallelujah. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who fears the Lord with awe-inspired reverence and worships Him with obedience, who delights greatly in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. And so this legacy is passed on to generation to generation of the fear and reverence of the Lord. And it's not an angry fear, it's a healthy fear. And so what exactly does that look like, or what does that mean for us? Well, I believe if you're a follower of Christ, as believers, we are called to set an example to those around us, to help guide their futures and build not only our spiritual legacy, but theirs as well. And so how do we go about doing that? Well, first, we keep God's word in your heart and mind. We read God's word. God's word is powerful, and it helps us build a spiritual legacy. We stay focused on the mission God has set for you. We're all on mission here. We're all different. God's put us on different missions. We're all, of course, supposed to share the gospel, but God has put people in our lives that we can love on and care for and help guide and direct. And that can happen at the racetrack with your friends, your family, in your relationships. Like, we're all on mission. And when we do that, we build a spiritual legacy. We should let our attitude be one of gratitude. We should be grateful. Hey, listen, as followers of Christ, as Christians, we should be the most grateful people there are. Why is that? Because we know the redemptive plan. We have been saved by Christ, and that should help us lead a spiritual legacy. We should stand up for what is right and just. In a world today, it seems that the most quiet people are Christians, but we should not be quiet. We should stand up for what is right and just and lead a spiritual legacy. We should have a servant's heart, meaning we should be servant leaders. And hey, I get it. You may not feel like you're a leader. You may not lead a company or lead a team, but we're all leading someone. And in that, we get to lead by being servant leaders. When we do that, we lead a spiritual legacy. We should pursue God's purpose. See, God's purpose is for us to glorify God. It is also for us to love and care for His people. It's for us to share the gospel message. And it's also for us to be in a position to fear God and obey Him. And so when we do that, we lead a spiritual legacy. We should also share the gospel. In other words, the salvation message. That is part of what it looks like to lead a spiritual legacy. And then last, we should celebrate God's redemptive plan. As Christians, as followers of Christ, we should be celebrating God's redemptive plan. There's something to celebrate there. And when we do that, we lead a spiritual legacy. And so, of course, today is Hendrick Motorsports 40th anniversary. And yes, I would say I'm a little bit biased, but at the end of the day, as much as in the spirit of competition, many of you probably want to beat HMS today. It's not as much about really winning as it is honoring a legacy. Rick Hendrick is not here today, but the teams from HMS and all the employees that are here, we're here to honor a legacy of Hendrick Motorsports, a legacy of Rick and Linda Hendrick. And this legacy has to do a lot about their faith and about people. See, this legacy is reminding us that are part of HMS that there is a legacy. There is a legacy that says you matter. That no matter who you are at HMS, you matter. No matter what your position is, where you come from, you matter. You play a part in the big piece of the pie of HMS. And that's part of leading a spiritual legacy. And so I want to close with this. Paul is writing to Timothy. He's been leading Timothy and mentoring him. And Paul here, he's kind of like on his deathbed. It's like the last of his writings. And Paul has had a unique calling as he's come to know the Lord and to share the gospel. Paul has been stoned. Paul has been put on house arrest. He'll eventually be martyred for his life. And I would say it's a position most of us would not have asked for. But Paul, writing to Timothy, said this, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering," meaning that his life is poured out and given to God the way he has lived it. "For I am being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." So let me ask you, what about you? Are you prepared to leave a spiritual legacy? Are you prepared for what's going on at the end of your life? Are you longing for that day when God appears, when Christ appears again? Out there, you have an opportunity to lead a spiritual legacy. Be it an owner, be it a crew chief, be it a driver, be it a teammate. There are plenty of people leading legacies. There are owners out there leading spiritual legacies. There are crew chiefs leading spiritual legacies. There are teammates and drivers leading a spiritual legacy. So what about you? What do you plan to leave to those, the generation behind you? Of course, you're going to lead them on a worldly legacy, but what about a spiritual legacy? Will you pass on your faith in Christ to the next generation? I believe we all have an opportunity to lead a spiritual legacy. So let that be you as you go from today to tomorrow. Let's pray. God, we thank you for a wonderful day, a beautiful day of racing in the spirit of competition. I pray, God, Lord, for a great day of racing. I pray, God, Lord, that you'll be with all these drivers and crews and teammates and fans, that you'll protect them, that we'll enjoy this day. Not only will we create a legacy that's worldly, but today we'll create a spiritual legacy. We pray that you cover us in your extended mercy and grace. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for coming, and God bless you.